Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Black Soul. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. I just woke up and started doing my rounds, and in case you haven't noticed, this video is gonna be about niggers. Yes, friends, if you're black and you happen to be smart, disregard this video. Just laugh at the people that are dumb. But if you're a nigger and you're stupid, ooh, this is so you. Enjoy. Yes, friends, I should have saved these clips for March so I could have called it Monkey March Madness. But oh well, I guess I'll use it for today. Well, let's play the clip. Yeah, what the fuck is this shit? Are they having fucking, like, lucha libre, máscaras contra cabello? In case you don't know that, in Mexican wrestling, they have this bullshit where it's called mask versus hair. Yes, the loser gets either, if you're wearing a mask, you get a mask. If you have hair, guess what? They're shaving your head. I don't know, it doesn't make sense. It's Mexican wrestling, that's what they do. Well, let's continue. Yeah, motherfuckers, eat fresh. Yeah, you got rid of fucking Jared from fucking Subway and you replace it with niggers. Enjoy. What the fuck is this? Some choreographed fucking dancing fucking bullshit? Yeah, this ain't Dancing to the Stars. What the fuck's wrong with you fucking niggers? You having a fucking dance-off? Is that the type of fucking battle challenge you're doing? A fucking dance-off? Oh, shit. Whatever. I guess we're doing this. Let's watch. Oh my God. Well, assume the position. It looks like you're gonna get fucked. Enjoy. Oh shit, look at this dude. I guess he lost in the wrestling match. He got his hair cut off. Now I guess we got this black demon that won. Yeah, they have a fucking Mexican wrestler named Blue Demon. Blue Demon, but they call him Blue Demon. Oh shit, fun times indeed. Glad you feel better. Awesome, Sauce. You just got yourself a nice prize. Enjoy your victory, friend. Yes, friends, these people do some stupid shit. Fucking niggers. And like we're still talking about niggers, there's this nigger going door to door doing work. But is he doing work? Well, let's find out.
Oh, for real?
So my wife sent me the video. Just on a piece of paper like you're doing right now.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, they probably helping out with the neighborhood.
Not helping out. I got four signs on there that says I have a toddler not to bark on my door. Either get out of the neighborhood or I'm gonna come up with a gun next time.
Yeah, that's kind of extreme. He told his nigger he's gonna fucking blast him. I understand you have a toddler and all that shit, but you just threatened this dude, and I know the guy was knocking, but I don't know. Well, he is a wetback, and I would have told the guy, hey, man, can you please not do that shit? I got your record. If you do this next time, you know, I'm going to have to do stuff. Please don't do that. And I would have just walked away, but yeah, there's some fucking wetbacks that are not that fucking smart. And I could say that because I'm a wetback myself, but my IQ is a... Actually, I don't want to say it because then people say, oh, you're... No. Whatever. This is not about me. This is about these fuckers being stupid. So let's continue.
Like, you guys have a hard time hearing or what? I don't understand what the fuck it is with you guys knocking on people's door and not...
You people? Ooh, that's racism. I approve this message.
not listening or avoiding those signs. Go ahead, get tough, big boy. I'll knock you right off that little fucking thing in your feet, what?
Hey man, I understand that you have a wife and family and you're trying to protect them and all that shit, but you're coming out like Billy Badass. Yes, he must be tired of the bullshit. I am too. But the thing between me and him is that I have nothing to lose but my life, and I'm already a fucking lich, so I'm a living corpse. But this guy, he has a wife and he has a family. He has a nice little house, his white picket fence. Maybe, I don't know about that, but yeah, this guy has way more things to lose than a person like me, and he's threatening some fucking random nigger. Yes, I know niggers are not that fucking strong. They might look fucking big and strong, but I know for a fact because I'm a small little dude, but I fucking have something called compact muscle, so for my stature, I have the strength of three fucking dudes. I'm a freak of nature, what can I say? And this guy, sorry, this guy doesn't look like a strong dude. Just an opinion, but what do I know, right? Let's continue.
What? Yeah, get hard, monkey boy. I'll whoop that ass right now.
Go ahead.
Do it. Do something.
Go ahead.
Knock on doors. Come back to my door.
Oh, shit. My mistake. I thought this guy was a wetback. No, he must be Russian. Why, you say? Because look at his hairline. It is looking like it's rushing away from his fucking scalp. This guy is fucking stupid. Yeah, well, yes, we do have fucking retards in the wetback community, and he's one of them. Yes, I know you're trying to defend your family and all that, but you know, you do this shit, you fuck around, you find out. So, let's see what happens, right?
You'll have a 12-gauge shotgun point right back at you.
I'd love that,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, maybe you can clean up the nasty-ass teeth of yours, too.
Oh, well, come and pay for my...
Yeah, you know what? We do need more vigilantism nowadays because we got a lot of stupid shit. You should defend yourself. Yeah, it's just when you defend yourself, you might be some crazy shit. Maybe this guy should arm himself. He doesn't know if this nigger has guns or not. Hey, it could happen. We do have fucking these stupid people around here, but I hope these guys actually kill each other because they're both fucking dirtbags in my opinion. This guy for being stupid and fucking polluting the gene pool with his fucking rotten DNA, and the nigger for being a nigger. Right? Just saying.
What's up, homie?
Come on, bro. Come on, dog, right here. Come on. Come on. Come on, bro.
What's up, homie?
Come on.
Yep, KO, you lose. Yeah, both those guys are fucking stupid. But yes, the thing that I'm telling you, niggers are not that fucking strong. They might look like it, but don't fear them. And that's why you should exercise and take care of yourself. So when you do deal with fucking retards like this, you could act accordingly. But yes, don't fucking put up with bullshit. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. And these are my delusionals. So don't go around fighting people. Unless you have to defend yourself, and that's different. Yes, I got some more clips of niggers being niggers. Do you want to see a nigger grifting? Yes, I do. So let's bring up that clip.
So you don't know how much money we can get out of this?
You know, I've been doing some back of the napkin calculations in my head. I'm pretty sure, you know, especially if we claim some sort of like pre-existing claustrophobia situation.
Wow, wowie, wow, wow. The world put these two assholes together. Who would have thought that, right? What thing do you have to align to make this unholy union, right? We got a fucking thieving little nigger, and then we got a fucking lawyer that's probably Jewish, fucking gonna be grifting all these fucking people. Yes, this is the day and age that we live in. Instead of people fucking doing things the right way, you have to fucking steal from others. Fucking bullshit, but let's continue.
I got triggered by this.
I can do that.
Can you fake a panic attack? Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, yes. In case you haven't noticed, I hate fucking lawyers. In my opinion, they're fucking parasites. They're vultures. They fucking prey on these fucking people they've been hurting. Yeah. And this fucking lawyer is fucking preying upon this stupid nigger. Yeah, she sees dollar signs, but fuck you. I hope you both get fucked for fucking fraud, but it won't happen, so let's continue.
Yeah, then I'm thinking looking at probably like 5 figures, you know, maybe, like 5-6 figures, potentially, right? Like,
I'm not gonna sit here and act like I don't need that.
No,
I
mean, look.
Yeah, look at this. This is the day and age that we live in. Disgusting. All this fucking grifting. Yeah, all this fucking doing this shit. Why the hell are you robbing from people? You motherfuckers. Yes, and do you want to defend this fucking society? You have fucking cocksuckers like this? Yes, the West must fall. Fuck all this shit. Fuck you all. Fuck Israel. Fuck the Jews. Fuck niggers. Fuck all these worms. Yes, friends. Ugh, so much hate. So much hate. But let's continue.
Hey, who couldn't use a nice little windfall? Sure, we can find some like ambulance chasing asshole lawyer out there.
Oh, I thought you were that asshole lawyer. But I guess you can't represent yourself, huh? Because you're gonna be one of the fucking litigations or defend fucking whatever you call them? Fuck you too, you bitch. Let's continue.
The building or the elevator manufacturer, or both, the negligent, you'd initiate a lawsuit against them.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie, I would do the same thing as this fucking nigger bitch. The only difference is, I wouldn't be recording myself doing a fucking crime. Yeah, that is fucking stupid. You just admitted that you're doing fraud, and this fucking lawyer just fucking said all that shit. If this fucking crap comes to light, hopefully it does, you get burned. Oh, you dumb fucking bitch. That's what you get for being a nigger and being a woman. Enjoy.
Make up some kind of like... You know, we'd have to make some kind of claim of damages, right? So okay. We'd have to suffer some kind of harm.
These motherfuckers, all the fucking grifting they're doing in this fucking elevator just because it's stuck. They're gonna start fucking crying and complaining that you got traumatized. Yeah, I hope fucking there was fucking some dudes in there to fucking rape these motherfuckers. Or someone throw some grenades in there. Oh god, you know it'd be so fucking awesome if gremlins were actually real. And you know how they fuck up machinery and they do all kinds of little fucking impish bullshit? Yeah, if they go in there and they start fucking cutting the wire from the fucking elevator and... But I guess that's wishful thinking, right? Let's continue.
But I think we can, you know...
We can manage a panic attack! Like, we can surge one through.
The law's pretty flexible on that sort of thing, right? So, like, you know, once we do that, we just need to, you know, get far enough in the case for the company to want to settle and pay us to go away.
We don't even have to go to courts!
Yeah, exactly!
We don't have to wake up early!
Oh my god, no, it would be great, yeah.
Yes.
New developments with the yes, friends, it's just disgusting that these niggers get to do whatever the hell they want, and you, because you're not a nigger, you have to put up with this shit. It's so fucking stupid. Yeah, they think they deserve all these cash and prizes, but look how emotional they are. No, these people don't deserve fucking fuck. Yes, we need to fucking segregate these fucking people, but the people say that's racist. But who cares, in my opinion? You need to do things to protect yourself. Just food for thought. Well, you guys take care of yourself and be awesome. See you later. Goodbye.
Superstar.